The Gina and Maddie podcast.
We got a new toy. We got a new toy in the station today.
Oh,
I'm so excited
about
it.
We love it.
Air fryer.
Yeah.
Like, the kitchen is now just like a new place with that air fryer.
It's complete.
It's double drawer. You can do like your nugs and your chips at the same time. And I've been a pretty late adapter to the air fryer world. I don't think I've even had ours for 6 months. And I held off for a very long time with the air fryer.
I did
home.
Too, really. I probably had ours for about 12 months, but I really, really love it.
Oh, and it has actually changed our life. Like, it's a big, big statement.
But it's so much easier. Oh. And cleaning up is so much easier.
And because I really think the makers of frozen nuggets and chips and calamari need to get together and work out how you can cook everything at the same temperature. Because the calamari needs to be cooked at 230 degrees. The frozen chips need to be cooked. And when you're doing three different meals for three different kids and it doesn't all go in the oven. Anyway, so we got the air fryer and it's amazing.
It
I can
is.
Do all the dinners at the same time.
Yeah.
It's great. But I don't really muck around with anything too, like, fancy or tricky in the air fryer. We really only do use it for, like, the nugs and the frozen foods.
Yeah, no.
But I have seen that people do, like, roast chooks in the air fryer, steak.
I do salmon.
Do you do salmon?
And what I love about it is then you don't get the whole salmon smell through your house because it's contained. You know, if you cook salmon on the stovetop.
It's there for days.
And it is. You've got to close all the bedroom doors all your clothes smell like salmon. I love salmon in there. And I just put a little bit of honey and garlic, soy sauce, chuck it in there, and it cooks quite quickly as well. And broccolini. So broccolini takes about 3 minutes and it just goes a little bit crisp on the ends.
That's the fancy broccoli, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the cousin of broccoli.
It's Italian cousin.
Broccolini. Broccolini, I call it. Yes, that's good. And I reckon also air fryers, if you're renting, get an air fryer and then you have to worry about cleaning the oven when you leave.
It's very true.
Yes.
Get your bond back like that.
Yeah.
I've never used the oven in our house. I've never used it.
Why? Because you've got an air fryer?
Because I have an air fryer.
Yeah.
Right. No, you don't have to clean it.
I'm not even 100% sure how to turn it on properly.
I'm not surprised.
That's probably why you haven't used it. I was worried about bench space. I was like, I don't like clutter.
I know, and I don't like that either. But
we've put it in the laundry when we don't use
it. Oh, do you know? I just leave mine out because I like it too much.
But what we thought we might do is because it's great alliteration, and in commercial radio, alliteration is everything. We're going to start doing Air Fry Fridays.
Love it.
But we need to know what to cook because we don't really want to do nuggets. If we do salmon, you do that. You've done it before. What recipes, what do you do in the air fryer? It can be really basic or it can be something fancy or something tricky. We'd love to hear your air fryer recipes and we can then do it tomorrow on the show. We'll cook it live on the show in the air fryer in the Star Kitchen.
And we'll try it. We'll taste it.
Taste test it, yeah. We'll pick something yummy.
Yay.
Yeah. Sweet is good too. We love sweet. Wendy in Forrester's Beach, what do you do in the air fryer?
Valley Park are a joint of park with absolutely amazing crackling.
Oh, my gosh. So the crackling, it does crackle in the air fryer?
Oh, unbelievable crackling.
How do you make it? Do you have to, like, rub salt into it and stuff? How do you make it crackle?
Make sure you scar it in a crisscross type pattern and scar it quite deep, not just, you know, surface. And then rub your salt into your fat, into your rind. And then Valley Park doesn't take as long, obviously, because it's not as thick, but a joint of pork as well. And cook it on really high for about half an hour. So, I mean, my maximum on my air fryer is 200 degrees because I've had it nearly 10 years, actually. I must have been one of the first to get one. So cook it really high. And then if it's Valley Park, I don't know, 20 minutes per kilo.
Okay.
But if it's a joint, the same sort of thing, really. But you can tell when it. Well, I can.
I just love your accent.
Can you make a Yorkshire pudding in the air fryer, Wendy?
I've never tried, but it's a wet batter.
Oh, it's a wet batter. Yeah, no, we stay away from the wet batters. Good to see you listening, Wendy. Jennifer. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Jen. What do you reckon? What is it?
Caramello koalas wrapped in puff pastry.
Have you done it? Wow. Like, have you?
Absolutely. I've done it. I don't like to have that ingredient in my house because it's too yummy.
Do you have a bit of ice cream with it as well?
You can have ice cream with it. You can, You don't need ice cream with it, but it's very sweet.
Yeah.
The chocolate melts on the inside and...
The chocolate melts and the caramel melts, and you have to let them cool down a little bit because they do burn you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, you're talking our language. Debbie. Hi, Deb.
Hi, how are you doing?
Really good, mate. We're talking air fryers. What do you do?
I do like half a chicken breast and I sprinkle it with taco seasoning.
Oh, yum. How long does it take?
If they're small breasts, usually about 25 minutes to half an hour on about 200. Just make sure your chicken's cooked, obviously.
Yeah. And I suppose then when it's done, you can just like shred it with a couple of forks and use it in your tacos or use it on nachos. Oh, my gosh.
Yum.
Or in a wrap or on the side with some chips and salad.
Do you have to put in one of those trendy little silicone sort of sleeves that go in the bottom or have you got any?
No, because then like it becomes sometimes a little bit fatty.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just let the oil drip out, and it's healthier that way.
Absolutely, love it, Deb. Great, Dwayne.
Hi, Dwayne.
Oh, g'day. G'day, mate. What are you doing in the air fryer?
The same as the first lady, except the pork chop.
Pork chop. So pork. Pork's a popular meat.
But, so a pork chop with the bone in it.
Yep.
Because I just read you shouldn't put the bone in.
As long as it's consenting.
I don't know.
Let's go one more. Yeah. Let's leave the bone alone. Glenn in Cook's Hill. Hi, Glenn.
How you going, guys?
Ripper, mate. Great. We're hungry a little bit now after listening to this.
Starving.
But what do you do?
Mine's very similar also to one of the ladies before, but I put Tim Tams in the puff pastry.
Oh, yum.
Okay. I think we found our winner, Jenna
Jeffries.
Intern
Kobe just did a little dance. Yeah.
Glenn,
Tim Tams.
Yeah, let's do that tomorrow. Yeah. Let's do that tomorrow.
It'll be a bit crunchy with the biscuit still, won't it, probably?
You get a bit of crunch with the biscuit. Make sure you brush a little bit of butter on the pastry and it crisps up the pastry really nice.
Oh, maybe. You know what you could also do? I don't know if you do this. You put a bit of icing sugar on top after it comes out as well.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Icing sugar and ice cream.
And ice cream. Oh. You took my language. We're going to do this on the show tomorrow with our new station air fryer, Glenn. We're going to give your recipe a crack.
All right, beautiful. Enjoy it.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Glenn.
Intern Kobe, you've got a trip to Erin Affair to do. Do I buy some ingredients, okay? All right, done. Good.
The Gina and Maddie Podcast.
For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.